And we hope that for those families where things have not happened too well, that they will be able to reconcile and make things work for the future. Because sometimes even children get to adopt some of these the enmity that certain parents have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you didn't like this person, children eventually begin to adopt that without even knowing the real story behind that or getting both sides
and
of the story.
And it just carries on from generation to generation.
Exactly.
Because they saw it with their parents and really...
And then they also despise the kids of that person.
Yes.
And then it goes on. So I think the bottom line here is that we need to make sure that families are integrated and get to have that mutual respect and those bonds, because it's very important for everyone. Let's keep the conversation going on our Facebook page. We are live on Phoenix FM Zambia. You can leave a comment to give us your thoughts on this conversation. We have more coming up in the third and final hour. The news at 8 is up next.
Ah, Mama, what are you doing? Why are you pounding charcoal? You are covered in it.
Shh, it's nice you've come this weekend. I'm making medicine for Lusaniso. Her teeth are yellow, stained, and she has a very bad breath. She can't say 2 words without the whole house smelling like your grandpa's shoes. How is she going to sing at the festival? Here, help me.
No, Mama. Haven't you heard of Loden Charcoal Toothpaste?
Loden Charcoal Toothpaste with activated charcoal, fluoride, and mint for natural whitening, plaque removal, and unbeatable fresh breath. Loden, grab life, grab the freshness.
If you're having a great morning so far, you know who to thank.
Let's do it.
It's Jim Wega, the Duchess, and Stanvik Bank. Stanvik Bank.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Anzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Saliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Hunger looms in Choma as FISIP farmers sell maize to FRA. Government dismisses claims of widespread ministerial corruption. Israel's Security Cabinet approves plan to take control of Gaza City. In the news, I'm Lucevilo Gondwe. Hunger is looming in some households in rural parts of Choma District, Southern Province, after some farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program sold off all their maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, in order to fulfill government's directive for all FISIP beneficiaries to sell at least 10 by 50 kilogram bags of white maize to the FRA. Details in this report.
These are some of the affected beneficiaries under the Farmer Input Support Program in Kabanze, Njebe, and Shankope villages in Choma District, who have sold off all their produce to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Despite not having harvested enough maize for both home consumption and selling to the Food Reserve Agency due to the drought that the country experienced in the 2024-2025 farming season, the farmers have been forced to sell whatever they have produced to government for fear of being blacklisted from the list of FISIP beneficiaries. For some, they have gone as far as borrowing from other farmers who have harvested more in exchange for inputs they will receive in the next farming season, while others are selling off their livestock in order to buy maize to meet their required 10 bags to avoid being blacklisted. With all these challenges they have faced, the farmers have an appeal to government. Vladimir Chilinya is FIAN International Zambia Country Coordinator, an international human rights organization that advocates for the realization of the right to food and nutrition, and is urging government to look into the terms of the design of farmers being compelled to sell 10 bags of their maize to FRA, as it undermines any aspect of food security.
These things must not be looked at it from the commercial transaction. First, we understand that the Farmer Input Support Program is meant to address our food security. And therefore, if any policy or any directive undermines the very aspect of food security, it means that we're not achieving anything.
Government, through the Ministry of Agriculture, has directed farmers participating in the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, to sell a minimum of 10 by 50 kilogram bag of maize to the FRA, aimed at strengthening the national food strategy and ensure food security. Efforts to get Minister of Agriculture Ruben Mtolo on this matter proved futile, as several calls by this reporter went unanswered. With the drought experienced in the last farming season that has brought untold misery among farmers, one hopes government can reconsider its decision until a time when the farmers are stable, to ensure a balance between national food security and household food needs. For Phoenix News, Patricia Mbewe reporting.
Chief Government spokesperson Cornelius Matwa has dismissed suggestions that all cabinet ministers are implicated in corruption following the Anti-Corruption Commission ACC's announcement that investigations into various ministers are ongoing. Mr. Matwa tells Phoenix News that no reasonable stakeholder can label the entire cabinet as corrupt, while the ACC is yet to disclose the identities or number of those under scrutiny. He notes that the ACC has assured the public it will publish names once investigations advance and should be allowed to complete its work without premature conclusions. Mr. Matwa has recalled his tenure as chairperson of the Africa Parliamentary Network Against Corruption, APNAC, where he never promoted a blanket narrative against elected officials without substantiated evidence. ACC chairperson, retired Justice Evans Amaundu, recently confirmed progress in the investigations, but reiterated that ministerial names would remain confidential until the commission is ready to release them.
I do not expect any reasonable group of people to say everyone else should be deemed corrupt. Me, I was the APNAC chairperson or APNAC president. There is no day I issued a statement to assume that all cabinet ministers were corrupt. That's unreasonable.
UPND candidate Malama Mufunelo has maintained a commanding lead in the Mofuwe parliamentary by-election, with results from 34 out of 36 polling stations counted so far. Mr. Mufunelo leads by a significant margin, having secured 5,513 votes out of the 8,887 total votes counted so far. Our staffer, Chamuka Shaluvala, reports from Mofuwe that Mr. Mufunelo's closest contender, Brian Kunda of the National Congress Party, NCP, trails in second place with 1,652 votes. Meanwhile, Charles Mubanga of the Socialist Party sits in third place with 1,502 votes. The remaining results from the last two polling stations are expected to be submitted to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, at around